A Tithe to Remember, a Good Friday sermon based on Luke chapter 23. My friends, may the grace of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ bring you such comfort and peace that you will commit your spirit with great joy into their hands. As the service draws to a close, there's something we need to discuss, something I need to encourage you to do that you might not want to. I'm here to convince you to tithe. Is that okay, Pastor Rich? You're not going to mind if I talk about tithing, are you? By the way, I'm not talking about a 10% tithe. Not 10% of your net or 10% of your growth's worth. I'm going to talk about 100% tithe. The goal is to give it all to God, to place it all in His hands. That's what Peter talks about when he says, "For God has called you to do good, even if it means suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, He is your example, and you must follow in His steps." You are to tithe, to give it all, to take up your cross. It's difficult, but it's not as difficult as you think. For Jesus shows us the way, even as He utters these words. "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." And with those words, He breathed His last. "I entrust my spirit." Or as the translation says here, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." When we hear Paul say, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ," this is the kind of tithe we're talking about. When we hear Jesus say, "Take up your cross," that too is part of the tithe of which we speak. So are you ready to tithe? The tithe means to commit, to entrust, to give into someone's care. It's what Jesus does as He entrusts everything to the Father as He's dying. He doesn't tithe 10%. He's not holding back anything. Theologians will talk about whether this is an act of the human part of Jesus or the divine part of Jesus, and they miss the point. Jesus entrusted Himself to the Father. They committed themselves to our salvation. Before the world was begun, in this final moment, Jesus entrusts Himself to the Father. He tithes Himself to Him. We've seen it all the way through history as God worked with Israel, as God works with the church, assuring us of His presence, of His love. And here in the depth of His pain, as He bears the weight of the sin of the world, as He bears the weight of our sin, Jesus entrusts Himself to the Father. He commits Himself to the Father's hands. He tithes Himself. He endures to the end, trusting the Father, trusting in the promises the Father made, not to Him, but to us. He tithes Himself to God, even as we should. That's what tithing is. Trusting, having faith, believing that the Father will keep His promises. So now let's talk about you and I. We have to take up our cross. We have to walk in Jesus' steps. So how are we going to tithe and commit and trust our spirit to the Father as Christ did? The simple answer is you already did. Well, you didn't. God took care of that for you. Nevertheless, you are committed into His hands. You just need to realize it. When a pastor poured water over you or dropped you in the baptismal tank, it wasn't the pastor at work. It was God. He was taking you into His hands. He was promising to care for you, for your body, your soul, your mind, and your spirit. He united you to the cross with Christ, nailing your sins there, but promising by the power that raised Christ from the dead, you would know that resurrection as well. He committed Himself to holding you in His hands. He tithed you. He placed you into His own hands. When you hear a pastor forgive your sins, you're reminded, you're not your own. You've been bought with a price. the price paid on that cross. When you're given his body, when you drink his blood, that promise remains. He died for you. You shared in that death. Even as you hold his body and blood in your hands, he has placed you into his own hands. He tithed you there. When he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, we are there. For we are the children of God, the sisters and brothers of Christ, united to God through the death of Christ. Jesus said this, and I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. All this, the sermons, the music, the service, the 2 days before Easter, is here to convince you of this, that as Christ tithes himself, as he commits his spirit to the hands of the Father, so all who are in Christ are placed there too. Jesus says, I commit you into the hands of the Father. I tithe you. You are secure. You are saved. You are redeemed, for you dwell in Christ. And with him you are dead to sin and alive. Amen.